Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Here I am, opposite the house Sir Sidney Camp was born in, number 10 Alma Road, Windsor. He was born here, the eldest of a dozen children. His dad was a carpenter, and they'd lived in Windsor for a few generations. So they didn't have much money. I suppose they might have been called lower middle class to even have been a house like this. And he was a bright boy, very skilled with his hands at mending things, pretty good at mathematics, not so strong at the other subjects. Won a scholarship to go on to secondary school. Remember, he was born in 1893, when the school leaving age was 12. So he did well to get to go to secondary school at all. But even someone as talented as him had to leave that age 15 and get a full-time job, apprentice to a carpenter. He didn't complete that. He found a sideline in making model aeroplanes. They're sold by a shop on Eton High Street to the boys of Eton College. But that was such a success, he realised he could undercut the middleman and sell directly to the boys, which he started to do. And so he was, you know, as you can see, quite entrepreneurial. But then eventually he got a job at Brooklands, this aeroplane factory near Weybridge, in between Weybridge and Walton-on-Thames, helping make real aeroplanes. And he's very much in demand in the First World War. It's the era of the biplane. And so his involvement in aeronautical engineering spanned that era, which is from the infancy of aeronautics, considering he's born 9 years before the plane was even invented, and went on to the jet age. So in the Second World War, he helped design the Hawker Hurricane, was primarily his brainchild, which was a fighter plane in winning the war in the air for the Allies. Designed planes for the RAF, the Royal Navy, after the Second World War, into the jet age. So he's quite a wealthy man in retirement. He married, had one daughter, and then he moved to Thames Ditton, so not too far away, and he died whilst playing golf at Richmond Golf Course. That's him, Sir Sidney Camp, and there's in the park nearby, there's a Hawker Hurricane up high to show what he achieved. So someone from Windsor who's not as widely known as he deserves to be, knighted in 1953 on the coronation of Elizabeth II. Toodaloo.